A senior Israeli minister says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad may win the battle against foreign-backed insurgents. Yuval Steinitz, Minister for International Affairs, Strategy and Intelligence, says Assad may prevail in the conflict as he enjoys support of Iran and Lebanon's resistance movement, Hezbollah. The Israeli minister referred to the recent vital success by the Syrian army in the strategic city of Qusair, saying the government forces may regain more territories from the insurgents. It's the first time a senior Israeli official gives such an account on the Syrian conflict. His statement has been refuted by some other Israeli officials who say that Steinitz is misinformed in his assessment. Well, we're going to speak to now E. Michael Jones. He's the editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, and he's joining us via Skype from Indiana. Mr. Jones, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, no matter what Israeli officials do to refute this claim, it is quite obvious that Israeli officials, as well as government officials in the West, are coming to this realization that the Syrian government does have the upper hand. It is gaining momentum, and it does have the backing of the people.
Yeah, well, he's only stating the obvious. After the capture of Al-Qusair, after the capture of that crucial crossroad, it's obvious that the government now has the initiative in the battle, and now they've moved the battle on to Aleppo. So, yes, he's only stating the obvious. There's nothing that anyone can refute by what he says, no matter how high they are in the government. I think what we're seeing here, though, is the playing out of the fatal flaw of United States foreign policy here, which became apparent when John Kerry became Secretary of State, succeeding Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's policy of supporting the Salafist and the Takfiri backfired when Kerry said they couldn't give them any more weapons. I think this was a crucial turning point in the whole war in Syria. He didn't trust the Takfiri. He thought they were going to use them against Israel, and so he didn't give them the weapons. And at that point, they lost the initiative, and the government gained the initiative.
Right, I think that Israel tried to. Let me just cut in there. Looking at now how the Syrian government has made massive advances in Syria, do you think that the U.S. and its allies are now going to reassess their approach, considering that they have put a lot in this one basket of hoping to overthrow the Assad government?
Yes, they're going to have to. And one, I'm sure that the Israel lobby and its representatives like John McCain and Lindsey Graham are going to argue for putting troops, American troops on the ground in Syria. But that's not going to work now. Obama is in a very weak position right now. He's being attacked by the New York Times over the whole NSA phone tap scandal. So he's just not in a position to follow in the footsteps of all those Marines that got killed in Lebanon under Ronald Reagan. It's just not going to happen. The whole point of using the Salafist and the Takfiri was to keep American troops off the ground, and they seem to have had success in Libya, and so it was supposedly followed up by success in Syria. But the entrance of Russia into that battle, the fact that they drew a line in the sand, just ended that. So I think they're going to have to negotiate a settlement now.
But what about the U.S. allies within the region? Syria already has Israel on one side and also has Turkey, which has deployed Patriot missiles from the U.S. And now the F-16 fighter jets from the U.S. as well as Patriot missiles are being deployed on the border with Jordan. Do you think that the U.S. can make use of its allies within the region as sort of a last resort?
No, they're both stalemated. Turkey is stalemated because Erdogan has a homegrown anti-capitalist revolution on his hands over that park in Ankara. Israel is stalemated because they played their one card. They attacked a Damascus airport with what some people are claiming now is a tactical nuclear weapon. And that brought the Russians in with their SS-300s. Which has checkmated Israel. They can't do that again. Their planes will be shot down. So at the same time, the supply line from Hezbollah through Iraq, Syria, Iraq to Iran has held. So they have their supply lines open, whereas the Salafist supply lines are going to be cut. So I think they're going to have to negotiate.
Okay, we're going to have to wait and see how this pans out. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online Magazine, joining us via Skype from Indiana. Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.